This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
There is an old saying that defense wins championships. Well, Steve Spagnuolo and the Chiefs are proving just that. They are about to win their third Super Bowl in a row. Every time Patrick Mahomes is making an unbelievable, improbable game-winning play, there are just as many end-of-the-game moments Spags is coming up with a crazy blitz to fool the opposing offense and win the game.
Setting him up, knocking him down. He's got all the inventory of content you could hope for. Breaking the game down at a really high level, Alex Rollins, NFL. I'm Anthony Herron, and in studio with me right now on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score is the voice you heard just a moment ago. It's got a YouTube channel with over 120,000 subscribers, hundreds of videos there that you can consume, that you can download, that you can do whatever you want to see his detailed breakdowns of coaches, players, schemes, you name it, and Alex Rollins has it on his NFL YouTube channel. And we get a good amount of time with him. The majority of this hour we'll spend just kind of getting to know each other, chopping it up. We'll talk about the Super Bowl. We'll talk about the Bears. But initially here, Alex, just want to get a sense for, like, how did you end up in this space? A lot of folks are really passionate about football, but you being able to put the content together in such a creative way and a crisp way that it's consumed on your YouTube channel, what kind of led you down this road?
Yeah, so it's nice to meet you, Ant. Yeah. Watching the game, I always felt like there was a little bit of context missing. And when you watch the broadcast angle, some of the receivers run off the screen, you can't see the safeties. Hmm. And then in like 2016, I was introduced to the all-22 angle, which zooms out. It shows all 22 players. It's what the coaches use to break down their own film. And it just blew my mind. We miss so much on the broadcast angle. It's kind of odd. It's not something that's talked about too much, but I started nerding out. I got excited about it. Started breaking down some X's and O's and diving into just the vast world that is football, and it is the best sport. Better than basketball, better than soccer. It goes so much deeper, in my opinion. And I couldn't stop, and I won't stop.
Yeah, I like it, man, because especially with the elements that are available on your channel, the film analysis as well. And, you know, you go with the all-22 angle, but then you also do, you know, you're able to tap into some of the other, I suppose, more cinematic views of different things might be there as well. You can highlight, spot shadow certain players. I mean, I don't know if you've got some graphic design background yourself or you have other folks who work with you on this channel, but it doesn't only sound great, but it looks great too.
Oh, thank you. No, it's all me. I'm a one-man band. Mm. And I'm locked up in my mom's basement just grinding it away, you know. So every Saturday it's coming out, and I love it, and I've been doing it for 5 or 6 years now.
Yeah, very cool. I mean, the response is obviously huge, like I mentioned, with the amount of subscribers that you have on your channel at Alex Rollins NFL. So you're originally from Cali, right?
I'm originally from Cali, Bay Area.
Yeah, and so I spent a good amount of time in California. I'm do a lot of my college content with the Big Ten Network right now. I was with the Pac-12 Network for a number of years. So I would always fly into either San Francisco or Oakland. And there's a lot of sports passion that's there, too. It is a different feel, though. It's a different vibe. Like, there's certainly, you know, fanatical people who are there. Folks know, like, you know, when the Raiders were in Oakland, you, of course, had folks there in the silver and black wearing the pads and the face paint and all that. But there's a lot more to do all year round, too. A lot of folks can be outdoors doing other stuff. You've been in Chicago for, what, like almost 2 years now, just kind of getting a sense for this city?
Yeah, I love it. The passion, as you said, is in the Bay Area, but driving around here, everybody has sports radio on. Everybody's a Bears hat on. I always think it's funny going out to the bars. You see a person unironically in a sports jersey with their girl all dolled up, and I'm just in the Bay Area that doesn't fly. So these are the people I want to be with. So I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, unironically in a sports jersey. That's a great way. That juxtaposes what's life like in Cali versus what's life like in the Midwest, or specifically in Chicago. There's no doubt, man. The game itself, the Super Bowl, the fact that we just saw this matchup 2 seasons ago between the Chiefs and the Eagles, and so many of the individuals, not only the coaches on each side of the ball, but the main players as well. There's a lot of similarities between each roster. So do you go into Sunday's game anticipating that things will flow in a similar fashion, or do you think like each team it has some different version of themselves that we may see this Sunday?
Yeah, I think we saw a younger group on the defensive side of the ball with the Chiefs. I think in that Super Bowl 2 years ago, Spags was, of course, a defensive coordinator, but he wasn't, he hadn't spent enough time with this core group of players. There's Trent McDuffie, who has a lot more time, George Karlaftis. These are legitimate cornerstones of that defense, and they will make the difference. I think back then, we saw the huge offensive explosion blowout. This year, it's not going to be that, in my opinion. I think Spags has his guys, he knows how to deploy them in a scheme that they know how to execute. And there was a clip that came out after that Super Bowl with the Chiefs, and some of the guys on the defense were saying they didn't even know the scheme. They were laughing about it. And we saw that. They gave up 35-plus points, whatever it was, and it was Hurts versus Mahomes. But this is a completely different Chiefs team. This is a different Eagles team to a degree. But I think at the end of the day, it's still going to be Chiefs dominant. Maybe not by a ton of points, but it's hard to bet against the Chiefs right now.
It is, man, when you see the historic level of success. And I think that coming on the heels of, you know, the Tom Brady dynasty, I mean, you know, it's certainly the Patriots dynasty for the most part, but then Brady goes and wins one in Tampa as well. So coming on the heels of Tom Brady for 20 years, then it may not get the same degree of appreciation what we're seeing from Kansas City, because this isn't the norm with a coach, a QB, coordinators who are kind of staying and dominating consistently. I mean, top to bottom, there's no doubt. Like, this is the best version of athlete of NFL football that we've ever seen, while at the same time, the Chiefs are now just the next franchise dominating to this extent. What stands out about why? I mean, in the midst of Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen and Joe Burrow and other greatness that other franchises are pursuing with QBs, how is Kansas City getting this done like this?
Yeah, so I'm going to fire off a long take right now. I'm going to go for it.
All right, do it.
So I think it really comes down to the evolution of Mahomes. So he came in 2018. If you rewind to about 2013, that's when the Legion of Boom was popping off. Mm-hmm. And they really took the league by storm schematically, where the league forever was a two high safety league, meaning there was two deep safeties. When you look at the back end of the defense, there was two guys deep. One high safety just means there's one deep safety. So it was a two-high safety league. The Seahawks put Earl Thomas deep. They said, we're going to play one high. We're going to put Cam Chancellor in the box, and we're going to defend the run by putting Cam Chancellor in the box and also let Earl Thomas run sideline to sideline and cover a ton of space. So as we saw, the league was a running league, but then when just one high safety is deep, that means we can become more of a passing league because there are less guys to defend the pass deep. So we have, over time, we saw the Atlanta Falcons in 2016 start to dominate those one-eye safety coverages. We saw the Rams, and then we saw Patrick Mahomes in 2018. Now, when there was just the one-eye safety, we could see the Chiefs put Tyreek Hill outside and just have him go one-on-one. And when there's just that one deep safety, we can say, okay, we're going to throw a deep ball outside to Tyreek. He's going to be isolated on a cornerback. we don't have to worry about Earl Thomas or whatever one high safety is deep, because it's going to be really hard for him to get all the way over the top of that go ball to Tyreek Hill or whoever it is outside. Over time, we saw, fast forward a couple years, there was a Super Bowl with the Buccaneers and the Chiefs, and it was a blowout. We saw Todd Bowles all of a sudden debut this two high safety coverage in that game, and it was 31-9, and it was absolutely devastation. Mahomes still looks like a moppy, sad version of himself. We can all picture it. So after that year, defenses said, okay, we all watched the film of the Super Bowl. There's two high safeties here. Let's all start doing that. And we saw Tyreek Hill start to become more of an underneath threat because the Chiefs were saying, okay, there's two high safeties now. We can't just put him outside because we have one of those two deep going over the top of that go ball or affecting anything deep.
And specific to that scheme, not only the two high safeties, because a number of Bears fans have seen kind of the Tampa 2 or cover 2 sort of look here of Bears defenses of success in the past, but then you also need a pass rush that can get home with that as well, right, where the quarterback can't just sort of pat the football and find creases or seams within that deep safety coverage.
Exactly, exactly. And that goes right on to the next point, too, where you do need a devastating defensive line to be able to say, okay, now we don't have that help from a Cam Chancellor type, that second safety in the box. If we are putting that second guy deep, we really need to shore things up inside and make sure we have bigger guys as opposed to smaller guys. That gets much deeper into the weeds with what style of body you want in terms of one gapping, two gapping, and you know all about that.
Yeah, right.
But so after 2021, the Chiefs said, okay, Tyreek Hill is not going to be the primary factor of this offense. If he's going to be an underneath threat, we don't need him because he's not as effective when he's not able to go deep.
Yeah, right.
So they trade him away. And Ant, what's really fascinating, what I wanted to come in here and say, Patrick Mahomes' average depth of target, meaning on average every throw, how far down the field he's throwing, has gone down every year of his career since he got into the league.
Right.
This year, it's ranked 42nd in the NFL. That's Joe Flacco. That's any freaking guy who's played almost. Mahomes throws barely down the field at all. In fact, he throws behind the line of scrimmage 26.9% of the time, which is the most in the NFL. So we've seen the Chiefs develop over time. They say, okay, there's two high safeties. Defenses are bringing a second safety deep. Let's not throw where the defense is. Let's throw behind the line of scrimmage. Let's throw these quick passes. Let's bleed them to death. Let's pick them apart underneath over and over and over. And I love that you brought up Tom Brady, because Mahomes has become Brady in terms of style of play.
Yeah.
Brady has always been this, oh, he dinks and dunks. He's a product of the system. Well, that breeds elite execution. If you can do that over and over and over, like many defense, or excuse me, quarterbacks can't, well, Brady and Mahomes are those guys who can, and we've seen the Chiefs' third down conversion rate, fourth down conversion rate, they're at elite levels. And so Mahomes, I don't think people realize that Mahomes was this big arm style of quarterback. Now he's Brady, he's Breeze. He's going to pick you apart underneath over and over and over, and it's transformed this Chiefs offense.
I love that you point that out, because the evolution of Patrick Mahomes, and frankly, you know, one of the reasons Tom Brady was able to last 20 years, because he did evolve at various points in his career. Early on, he was the, you know, game manager type. The run game was dominant. The defense in New England led the way. He didn't have a high volume of passes within that Patriots offense, but he'd hit you on play action. If it was a tight game late, then he could hit some screen passes and put them in position for a great field goal to win it. It evolved as he went on, and he did put up bigger passing numbers. Then they add Randy Moss into the mix, and the deep ball. Great offensive line, seven-step drop, and NFL isn't as much seven-step drop anymore, but he showed that, you know what? I got an arm that can get it down there to one of the all-time great deep threats that we've ever seen in the history of the league. Then you got into the multi-tight end sets, the slot receivers, and exactly like you're describing, and that was a decade of really extending Tom Brady's excellence, because he could do that with his brain as much as anything, and it's exceptional of an athlete as Patrick Mahomes is, it really showcases, to your point, how his mind is exceptional as well. And Nick Allegretti was on the station earlier this week, might have even been earlier today, with the afternoon show, just talking about the mind, the pre-snap mind and post-snap mind of Patrick Mahomes. And that's one of those things that, as an athlete early in his time in Kansas City, you could showcase a lot of the improvisational wizardry, but he's beating defenses with his brain as much as anything now between he and Travis Kelce, right?
Of course, and I love that you brought up the Brady Moss era, because they never won a Super Bowl together.
Right. Yeah.
So we see, I think as fans, and I love this too, and I'm sure you do as well, we love the big passing numbers, but they don't always end up creating rings. There's those big time explosive offenses. I think of the 2018 Steelers with Antonio Brown, the Bees and whatnot. Mm-hmm. What do they have to show for it? They were great teams and they're fan favorites, but I think Mahomes and Reed really put themselves out there by saying, hey, Tyreek Hill is one of the most explosive weapons of all time, but looking into the future, if defenses are going to play us this way, can we put all our money in that basket? And they said no.
Now, the quarterback position is such a big part of the conversation here, because we saw both these guys a couple of seasons ago. Jalen Hurts, of course, a mobile quarterback. Patrick Mahomes, even going back to the draft cycle, his mobility and his ability to extend plays and throw from different arm slots, it's always been one of the things that separates him from most mere mortals at quarterback. But stylistically, each guy is different. You know, Hurts, big, you know, durable guy, and the tush push and what he does with his rushing touchdowns. But his performance as a passer has been inconsistent, a little more up and down. And yet here he is, two Super Bowls in 3 years. Now, I've talked about the roster for each team comparing the Chiefs with the Eagles. I think advantage at head coach and QB. A lot of the advantage for the rest of the roster, I would give edge to the Philadelphia Eagles. But when you break down each quarterback in this game, how would you sort of compare and contrast where Mahomes and the playmaking Jalen Hurts are at this point in their developments?
Yeah, I think with Hurts, as we've been talking with this Breeze, Brady, Mahomes style, we would like to see him get there, and I think he's still far away. I think that he isn't developed enough as we would like to have seen, and I think that's why we've seen some struggles this year. When you pressure him, he's not the same quarterback. He is going to fall apart a little bit. What is so interesting to me about this matchup coming up is how Spags plays him, and we'll talk about Spags in a bit, I'm sure, but Spags, as I was saying, is a too high safety style of, he likes too high safeties for his defense. The thing about that is you have Saquon Barkley down there. Right. So now we're kind of screwed in the box a little bit. We don't have the same beef. We don't have the same numbers. So Saquon could potentially have an explosive day. And he has been the focal point of this offense. So does Spags say, okay, we need to bring one of those safeties down? Well, we have A.J. Brown out there. We have Devontae Smith out there. Then they're one-on-one. So I think a couple years ago, one of the reasons we saw Hurts really explode in that Super Bowl is because the Chiefs took away the run, and Hurts threw for 38 passes. He threw all over the field. He had a great day. I think that was Spags' way of saying, we're going to put the ball in Jalen Hurts' hands. We're not going to let the running game beat us. We're not going to let Hurts beat us on the ground. And I think that's what he's going to do again. I think he's going to say, all right, I am worried about A.J. Brown one-on-one. I am worried about Devontae Smith one-on-one. I'm not going to let Saquon beat us. Jalen Hurts, if you can do that again, it was an all-time Super Bowl performance, let's see if you can do it.
And when we're talking about Steve Spagnuolo and what he's been throughout his time as a defensive coordinator in the NFL, and one of your great breakdowns on your website was specifically on the way they heated up Josh Allen to decide that game essentially against the Buffalo Bills. What makes him one of the better defensive minds in the sport?
Yeah, there's a lot. And I think there was this interesting Bryce Young clip that I just watched the other day on Twitter where he was talking about, this gets a little bit into the weeds, but there's basically two styles of defense where you can play spot drop, meaning each defender in zone defense is just dropping to a spot and they're just staring at the quarterback and they're just waiting for him to throw the ball. Not quite as complex, and that's what the Eagles play. And then there's match coverage, which you're matching concepts based on how they play out during the play. So you say, okay, if this guy goes outside, you have him, but if he goes inside, I have him, et cetera, et cetera. It's a little more, it's more difficult to teach, it's more difficult to execute, but that's what the Chiefs play. And I think Bryce Young was shocked at how few times they bust their coverage. Because he was saying, he was watching these plays on film, and he's saying, there is no way that they can consistently execute these concepts. And yet Spags' group, they've been with him for a couple years. McDuffie, as I said, Karloftis, Nick Bolton, the linebacker is incredible. They are all working as a unit, and they don't bust these coverages. And that is a huge aspect of what makes Spags so good. And the other aspect is the blitz. And they're going to blitz a lot. He will play two high safeties, as I said. And what makes him interesting is he blitzes defensive backs the most out of anybody in the league. Mm. So cornerbacks will be coming. You don't typically blitz a cornerback because they're so far outside. They're typically lined up over receivers. So if you are going to blitz him, he's got to run all the way from Missouri to Chicago, if you will. So Spags is really good at disguising these blitzes, having his two high safeties actually come down when the cornerback is blitzing from the outside, having those two high safeties at all times fly down and be able to cover these receivers. And it's difficult for the quarterback when you don't know where the blitz is coming. Oftentimes he's coming free too. And I will say, Trent McDuffie is going to be an impact player this game. He has come free on a huge play last year in the Super Bowl against Brock Purdy. There was a huge play, as you just said, in the Bills game where he came free. And he is going to be the guy. They're not going to blitz him. They're going to show these different looks. They don't always blitz early in the game, but right in that key moment, it's Trent McDuffie coming on free.
I like that one. That is one to make sure you stay locked in for. If you're out there watching the game, find Trent McDuffie and just see how he's sort of playing that cat and mouse game. A lot of you have heard me talking about Kyler Gordon within this Bears defense over the last couple of seasons and some of the things that Matt Eberflus, while you know his failings as a head coach are certainly very apparent, he was a quality defensive mind, and you had a guy in that nickel position, sometimes a linebacker, a safety, but who could be sort of that where's Waldo in the Bears defense, and Kyler Gordon filled that role well in Chicago, and hopefully will continue to if the Bears get him signed up for years to come here. Since we're in Chicago, and of course the Bears are on the tip of everyone's tongue, right there on their brains, just wondering whether or not they can see Caleb Williams on this stage at some point. Ben Johnson leading them to this stage at a certain point. I want to get to a timeout in a moment and talk some Caleb and Ben Johnson. Before we do that, though, with the game itself on Sunday, I'm just curious if there's anything from a Super Bowl perspective with this matchup between these two teams that maybe stands out to you, that in addition to McDuffie as an individual piece of that Chiefs defense, but anything else about the Super Bowl matchup that really stands out?
Yeah, I've kind of talked a bit about it, and I guess I love McDuffie this week. I guess I can't stop talking about him. Mm-hmm. The Chiefs play the most press coverage outside of anybody in the league. It's 51%, something like that. So if they are putting McDuffie one-on-one on A.J. Brown, that's going to be a fascinating matchup.
Yeah.
A.J. Brown torches press coverage.
Right.
So that will be, as you said, that cat and mouse game of, do we want to press him? Do we want to do what we do? Or do we say, okay, this is what this guy dominates. A.J. Brown dominates press coverage. Maybe let's back off a bit, throw him a couple other looks, maybe rotate a safety over the top. Trent McDuffie will be the key piece in this game because they can use him all over the field. One-on-one on A.J. Brown is what I'm interested in looking at. And then him flying off the edge at the key moment for a big blitz, that's what I'll be interested in as well.
Yeah, and this the fantastic interior of that Chiefs offensive line against what Jalen Carter and the interior, Jordan Davis of that Eagles defensive front, how they can try to harass Patrick Mahomes. And I mean, if he's got to extend the play, he and Travis Kelce, they've got this kismet between the two of them where it seems like he always knows where Kelce will end up, even if it's not really within the structure of the play. They just find a way to continue linking up. So there's a lot of players who've been within their scheme for a long time, and the nuance of how they can continue to sort of color outside the numbers is pretty fun to watch and fun to discuss here too.
I like how the lineman brings up the line right away.
You cannot forget about the line.
There you go, exactly.
We will take a timeout. We'll come back here in just one moment, continue our conversation with Alex Rollins, and just to make sure you know, because again, I'm sure a lot of you in his 120,000 plus subscribers on YouTube, a lot of you may already be consuming his material, but he's at Alex Rollins NFL on social media, specifically on YouTube as well. An excellent channel, and you'll be able to get a lot of content about the Super Bowl, about some of the other young quarterbacks, Jaden Daniels, one of his recent videos on what the Commanders were able to do with their young rookie quarterback who ends up being the rookie offensive player of the year in the National Football League. But done a lot of breakdowns on the Bears' new head coach, that Detroit Lions offense that was led by Ben Johnson. So when we come back, we'll get more of a Bears focus on this conversation. Ben Johnson, Caleb Williams, what we can expect from this combo that'll be leading things for seasons to come in Chicago. Continuing with more from Alex Rollins next on The Score.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
There are these glimmers of hope within a whole lot of surrounding darkness. Those glimmers of hope we touched on will need to become his standard of play, and if he can develop consistency down in and down out, that will be a huge step forward for his development. His rookie season isn't as bad as people say it is, but it has been brutal. The Bears are still in a great position with Caleb Williams at the helm.
That is the voice of Alex Rollins, who's here with me in studio on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I am Anthony Herron, and we're talking a lot about the big game. We can call it Super Bowl since we're not trying to sell anything right now. You can find all of Alex's content at Alex Rollins NFL. That's where he is on social media. That is specifically where he's at on his YouTube channel. Over 120,000 subscribers, hundreds of videos that he's got on his channel. New episodes every Saturday morning. Now, so then, to clarify, does that mean we got one debuting tomorrow?
Absolutely, baby.
What's the topic for tomorrow's video?
Pat Mahomes and some of the stuff I'm talking about with just throwing behind the line of scrimmages. I saw that stat. It was on Twitter. It was on Next Gen Stats, and it blew me away. I think we as a fan base or as a NFL fans in general know that he hasn't necessarily bombing the ball deep like he has been, but it's pretty crazy that it's to the point where he's constantly throwing behind the line of scrimmage. I think that's shocking.
I mean, a guy with that, like you were talking about earlier, that arm strength, and we saw it on display plenty early in his career, but this evolution he's gone through to continue winning at such a high level and the precision that's necessary to pull it off, it's special stuff to see a guy able to kind of essentially throttle it back when you've got those physical attributes that he has. And it's in a similar fashion, maybe Josh Allen, you could say a similar type of adjustment he's tried to make this season. And he's not nearly as precise as Patrick Mahomes, but a guy who maybe the weaponry a bit diminished in Buffalo this season, but was able to win an MVP this year, playing a brand of football that's different than the Josh Allen we saw early in his career. So it's always fun to just see guys, the great players in the sport, how they continue to find different versions of themselves. Lamar Jackson, how he's continued to take his passing game to another level as well. It's really cool just to kind of watch the quarterback position and how they sort of figure out the best version of themselves that their teams need in an individual season.
I think with Allen and Mahomes too, it's really that Patriots style of, for so many years in the Patriots dynasty, they didn't necessarily have that dominant player. They had Gronk, of course, but on the outside, we kind of saw Chris Hogan, Danny Amendola, these average or maybe slightly above average receivers who weren't dominating. They didn't have big time yardage and big time statistics. And we've seen Mahomes and Allen evolve into that style of play. And it's really fascinating, because I think especially with the Chiefs, we see they're all about execution and elite execution, and not necessarily the big time numbers, but with the Bills and the Chiefs, they've been winning a lot.
They have, and the Bears have not. And that's where the number one overall pick, Caleb Williams, as a quarterback. We heard the clip as we were coming out of commercial break there, where you described there were certainly flashes. There were even games, and especially late game moments where he's leading the Bears back into it. So the talent, there's no doubt it's there. There's a reason he's the number one overall pick in the draft, but he's not paired with a great offensive play caller. Certainly Shane Waldron, not a guy who's developed a rookie before. And those of us in Chicago experienced why Shane Waldron hadn't necessarily developed a rookie before. But the talent notwithstanding, we need better from Caleb. And now he's paired with Ben Johnson. Let's just start with your observations from the rookie season of Caleb Williams as a whole.
Yeah, I think there was definitely a lot of ups and downs. I think how bad the season was is a bit overrated, that narrative. Statistically, he did some good things. I think there was, watching him just on every Sunday, there was a lot of frustration that he emitted. And of course, the expectations were so high. So I think that's where some of the narrative comes in, that he didn't have the most successful rookie season. Of course, I think if we looked at his trajectory right now, I think it is facing downwards. I think from what he was, he came in as that savior type of quarterback, and we haven't seen that. I think the main thing I want from Ben Johnson is just structure. I think I want him to have a legitimate scheme, of course, but I think one thing about Caleb's game, he came into the NFL as such a runaround style of quarterback. He was the next Mahomes. When you really watch him on film, he wants to sit in the pocket. He is going to get through his reads, and he's going to go 1-2-3. I think a lot of the time we see these guys who want to get out of the pocket immediately, which of course he did a lot, but they are going to get one read and they are going to go. Caleb did run out of the pocket a lot, but it was because nobody was open. It was because the scheme was not clarified. It was not crystal clear. I think Caleb is the type to be a film grinder. I think he is. I think he wants to be great. And I think you could almost see the frustration during the play too, where he didn't know, it wasn't defined enough exactly what he was supposed to do. And when you have as much skill as the Chicago Bears have, with everybody knows Odunze, DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, these guys should be open. And I think it was those little details that we were missing. And that's why Caleb was so frustrated. And we know how excited he is to get a Ben Johnson.
When you've been able to break down what's made the Ben Johnson offense in Detroit so exceptional in recent seasons, what stood out about how the Lions have become, really in recent seasons, the best offense in football?
Yeah, so I think we have seen the modern offense, quote-unquote, as the spread offense. And I think kind of getting back into the two high safety, one high safety stuff, the new modern offense is kind of the old school offense with running the ball. Right. So as I said, as we bring that second safety deep, where is the weakness of the defense? It's right up the middle, unless we have Ant up playing D-line with his hand in the ground. But when you're bringing that other body back to defend the pass, now it's time to condense our formation and pound teams up the middle. And the Bears, to juxtapose that, are chasing now the old school offense. They're in 11 personnel, the sixth most in the league, which means three receivers instead of two receivers. They got Keenan Allen, they got Odunze. They said, hey, we want to spread things out. But now with that second safety deep, we can't throw the ball deep. So the Lions have not been in 11 personnel much, just the 24th most in the league. They, of course, have been built through the run game. We It is kind of funny to me that David Montgomery literally just went to the other team and then played as well as he did. Yeah. And then they drafted Jahmyr Gibbs super early. They also built through the O-line. The Lions, everybody was laughing at them with the kneecaps and whatnot. But we've seen that they foresaw what was going to happen in the NFL. And Ben Johnson brings the style of offense that is now the modern offense, which is what the Bears need. And when you look at Jared Goff, I don't think Jared Goff is that impressive of a quarterback, but he is their franchise quarterback. And it's because they don't put everything on him. Mm-hmm. The Bears drafted Caleb Williams. He came in. They said, hey, you're going to be the savior. Shane Waldron, hey, you guys make it work. Go off into a different room in the frickin' Inhalus Hall somewhere. We'll see what happens. And it didn't work out. You can't have a quarterback, especially like Caleb Williams, who isn't developed, who hasn't shown that he's played in a pro-style scheme where he is consistently going 1-2-3. We didn't see that much in college. He was always trying to get out of the pocket. He needs to be in a structured system where he knows exactly what he's looking at, and all the onus is not on him. And I think that's the biggest thing I want to see out of Ben Johnson.
And by comparison, you know, some of the guys who've consistently been thought of recent vintage as some of the top play callers in football, like Sean McVay and Kyle Shanahan and Matt LaFleur, and now Ben Johnson, a part of that convo as well. One of the things that's a consistent refrain with all of them is that each of them tries not to put the entire game on their QB. Now with Matthew Stafford with the Rams, Sean McVay can do more of that, but it's still a very run-focused offense. And like you mentioned, with the condensed formations, you got receivers who are willing to be lead blockers. There is so much of a run-heavy emphasis that it opens up throwing windows and takes a lot of the pressure off of their QB. Kevin O'Connell does a lot of that in Minnesota. It's why Sam Darnold just had the best season of his career as well. And that's where we saw Ben Johnson able to do that in Detroit, taking a lot of the onus off of Jared Goff. So for Ben Johnson and Caleb, do you feel like in this coming draft cycle, you know, we're not going to get into breaking down individual draft picks and everything right now, but should the Bears be focused on as far as how they enhance Caleb's development? Is it O-line or is it running back and playmaker and making sure he's got even more of that around him?
Yeah, I think DeAndre Swift wasn't I don't think he was what he needs to be for this team. The Bears, ironically enough, do need the David Montgomery type. Jahmyr Gibbs is a fantastic player, and I don't think DeAndre Swift will ever get there. But Jahmyr Gibbs is definitely more the third down back, and he's developed more. He is legitimate. I'm just talking about in terms of style. Mm-hmm. DeAndre Swift is not the first and second down back you need. If you're going to build a legitimate running game, you need a power back. You need a Montgomery. You need a there's not a bunch of Derrick Henrys out there, but you need that style of power where we can run him again and again and again. And then on third down, we can drop a little screen to DeAndre Swift. He's not going to run it up the middle and barrel into a defensive lineman and get two or three more yards falling forward. So I think running back, I would like to see them add that in free agency somehow, throw $5 million at somebody. Offensive line, and what's always weird about Ryan Poles too, you would think he would build through the line as an offensive lineman himself. Right. But that hasn't been the case. I like Darnell Wright. I like some of the pieces, but that should be, we saw, as we said with Ben Johnson, that is what the Lions did. They built through the line, then they built out the running game, they drafted Jahmyr Gibbs. They've kind of added some pieces here and there with their receiving core, and I think the Bears kind of had it backwards, where they drafted Odunze, who I think is a great player, but receivers are kind of the cherry on top and not the guy, especially with a rookie quarterback coming in, that you want to base your whole system and scheme and philosophy around. It was misguided.
I very much agree. As much as I love the game, the potential of Rome Odunze, yeah, it was a bit of a luxury item that the Bears didn't really need. They needed to get the meat and potatoes together before they went for the dessert at receiver. Very much agree with that. But one last thing I'd want to, because the Bears fans are knowing, you know, and watching, we've seen QB development between first round picks of Mitchell Trubisky and Justin Fields and now Caleb Williams. And Bears fans have just been kind of starved, hoping for better QB development from a young quarterback here, and you've juxtaposed that with watching C.J. Stroud from two seasons ago light it up as a rookie, and now Jaden Daniels in the same draft cycle light it up. And of course, you know, you think back to not taking Mahomes or Watson and whatnot when they brought Trubisky out. What have you seen from, you know, I know you've got videos on Jaden Daniels and even fixing a quarterback like Sam Darnold in Minnesota, the elements of actually aiding a quarterback's development that were missed here in Chicago that maybe Bears fans should look to in hoping that the development of Caleb Williams will be enhanced? Like, how would you compare what Jaden Daniels was able to accomplish this year with the Commanders?
Yeah, I think everything was much more defined. I think with Jaden, he knew exactly what he was supposed to be looking at, what he needed to see. And what's kind of interesting is they actually went to more of a spread scheme with Cliff Kingsbury, more of a college style where they're throwing a million screens. I think Jaden was better at throwing over the middle than Caleb was.
Yeah.
So coming in, I think there was more areas of the field that Jaden felt comfortable throwing to, which in football, it's not necessarily the worst thing when a quarterback maybe doesn't feel comfortable throwing over the middle, but the more areas that you take away, then the defense can ignore those areas, game plan around the sidelines or running up for a screen, et cetera, et cetera. I think to your point about developing a quarterback, I think we've heard consistency is important, but I think there's so many different ways to teach a quarterback and teach a scheme and have a scheme and deploy a scheme where if you don't have that consistency, which is why I like Ben Johnson with the Bears, you're learning the same plays in different ways. And I think you need to have a lot of consistency and a lot of you need to be on the same path in terms of learning how to play the game and how to play each play. And when you have different coaches coming in and out, when you don't have stability at the top, when the general manager is coming in and out, if you're not necessarily teaching things in the same manner, I think it's really hard for the quarterback to develop, because we've heard Brady in the past talk about, hey, remember in 2014, we saw this blitz look, let's block it up this way. Hey, Gronk, remember in 2016 when we saw this, let's do this. And I think that's because Brady developed in the same system for so long, whereas with Caleb, he doesn't get those repetitions necessarily because they're doing things in so many different ways and teaching things in so many ways. And so when you don't have that consistency with your coordinators and with your general manager, and that plan isn't the same every single year, I think there's not as much of a basis to draw from. And I think that's really why we've seen a lot of struggle in Chicago.
Well, I think things to become muscle memory for a quarterback, and it can be really hard when things are scattered around you and you don't have consistency of your system, of the playmakers around you. There's a reason these two teams are in the Super Bowl, because that consistency has been established for these two quarterbacks in these franchises. Alex, it's been a lot of fun, man. It's good to just kind of sit here chopping up some football, and especially with the Super Bowl on the way on Sunday. Got to do this again sometime.
I love it, man. It was a blast.
And the text line has been really cool. Folks have been enjoying this conversation. And make sure everybody out there, if you're not already consuming his content, at Alex Rollins NFL, his YouTube channel, and where you can find him on social media. When we come back, we are going to switch gears very briefly, go to some Bulls conversation. You know, everything that's come out of Arturis Karnišovas over there at the United Center has been less than impressive this week at the trade deadline. But there's at least one positive glimmer that a former NBA great has put out as of late. I want to make sure that you're aware of. I'll tell you what that is next on The Score.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
I mean, look at, you know, last 3-4 years, we were not doing well in the last 30 games, right? I would like to see the change, to see how they do this year, the last 30 games. Now that we are past the trade deadline, but that conversation probably, I don't have a crystal ball what's going to happen in the next 30 games. But if we in a play-in and in playoffs and your young guys are playing and they, you know, contributing to winning, I think that's a win.
It's the voice of Arturis Karnišovas. He would like to see change, but he's not making changes. One of these things does not vibe with the other. If you would like to see change, perhaps you should make change. And not many changes were made by AK or the Bulls by the trade deadline. They did re-sign Lonzo Ball. Very good news for Lonzo and an incredible medical marvel that he's able to return and play at the level that he's playing at after cartilage replacement surgery. It's a procedure that is in my future, unfortunately, and I've been delaying it for quite some time, but I can get away with delaying it because I decided not to keep trying to play professional sports, whereas Lonzo Ball has attempted to do that. He's been able to return to the court, so that was at least some good news from yesterday. It's kind of the main news from yesterday because the Bulls didn't do anything else of note by the NBA trade deadline. Yes, they traded away Zach LaVine earlier in the week. That was days ago. Closing things out, the assumption was that they would do something with Kobe White. They would do something with Vooch. They would perhaps do something with Lonzo. They did Bupkis in closing out the NBA trade deadline. But if you're looking for a glimmer of hope, not a lot of folks have looked to DeMarcus Cousins, Boogie Cousins, as a glimmer of hope, as talented a player as he has been throughout his professional career. And he's not in the NBA right now. He's overseas somewhere hooping, but still a newsmaker in the hoop space. And he's been on basketball teams with both Nikola Jokic and with Giannis Antetokounmpo. And he was asked recently, just on a podcast the other day, he was asked about whether or not some rumors that have been circulating about whether or not Giannis would be willing to, and would he predict that perhaps Giannis would be willing to go and join the Chicago Bulls. This is on the Run It Back podcast, and here's what Boogie had to say.
One thing I learned about Giannis being his teammate is it's always truth and it's human. So, and he's a lot smarter than he likes to give. Like, things he say is it's truth in it always. So I can see that being a thing that happens, especially if this experiment with Damian Lillard doesn't go as planned. It's obvious he was ready to move from Milwaukee once before they won that championship. So obviously he can get to a place where he's ready to move on. So if this thing doesn't work out, I can see that definitely being another situation. Him being in a Chicago-type situation, absolutely. It's right down the street. He's comfortable in the Midwest. So, and obviously Chicago is a great market for any superstar. So, hey, it's truth in his humor. You get a guy like Luka with the Lakers, he moves to Chicago. Who knows where Jokic could go if he goes anywhere? But it makes sense. It's great for business. The league is trying to globalize the game. It all makes sense. It all goes together.
Well, thanks to the Running Back Podcast for that sound and for the question that Michelle Beadle ends up asking to DeMarcus Cousins, because, you know, it, at least, if anything, if we're reaching for searching for a glimmer of hope, you know, like that, you think back to like Eddie Curry and Tyson Chandler, just what that was potentially supposed to be shortly after, you know, the Bulls had gotten out of their run of dominance. And maybe those young pups are going to take them into the next dynasty. There was nothing dynastic about anything that happened with Eddie Curry and Tyson Chandler during their time here. But, of course, you had D. Rose, and then things came crashing down after a few years with the knee injury. Not a lot of hope since then. So maybe you can get Giannis. Maybe the Greek Freak is just willing to come down the road from Milwaukee to Chicago, join up with the Bulls, and fix everything that ails the Chicago basketball fan. I don't know if Boogie Cousins is a great source for breaking NBA news, but through his basketball brain, and he's a guy who played with Giannis recently, so he sees it as a possibility. Who knows? But we'll at least take that as a glimmer, a ray of hope, because there wasn't a whole lot of glimmers coming out of the NBA trade deadline as it relates to the Chicago Bulls. Get back to some football discussion here, though, because the worst-to-first aspect of what happens in the National Football League, we see it on an annual basis. There are usually multiple teams every year in the league that go from last place in the division to vaulting up the standings. And I do wonder, and especially you heard the conversation that I was having with Alex Rollins a little while ago about the development of Caleb Williams. How quickly do you think, frankly, how quickly would you accept the Bears being able to turn this thing around between Caleb and Ben Johnson? It happens frequently enough, and there's been some pretty cool stories of that in recent years in the NFL. We'll discuss some of the great worst-to-first storylines in the league, but I do want to hear from you as well at 312-644-6767. What do you see as a realistic timeline? How quickly are you comfortable? I know you'll say, hey, next season it'd be great if they won a Super Bowl, but put your thinking cap on for a moment. What do you think is an acceptable timeline to think that Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams can do some big-time winning together? We'd love to hear from you. 312-644-6767. I am Anthony Herron. Let's talk some Bears next on The Score.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.